Hey guys!
Oh shit. Welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter! So for today, we fucked up and we forgot to get a quote, and we're already set up, so we're just gonna go with, when life gives you lemons, make sure you buy some sugar, because if not, you won't have some sour-ass lemonade.
Bitter is, like, okay, ready?
Sour, not bitter.
Sour, you're right. I mean, because the thing is, actually, personally, lemons are actually really healthy, and they're really good for you.
I love lemons.
But I can't deal. I'm really trying to like them. I'm really trying to deal. Like, but I have to, like, convince myself of wanting some. Because I don't like it. Like, no. Lemons. I don't like lemons.
Damn. I love lemonade. And that's the thing. Like, I don't even need it to be, like, too sweet. Like, Did you not know
that I like lemons? Didn't like lemons? I've already
told this.
I thought
you hopped on the train already.
I'm trying to hop on that train is what I'm saying.
Oh, but, like, it's taking you a bit?
Yeah. It's definitely a process. It's not just, like, oh, I like it. Like, at least matcha. You know, I want to like matcha, but just, like, it's not, like, I'm not convencido. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it, even though I know it's healthy and it's good for you. And, like, I want to like it.
I don't.
But I am trying slowly. Actually, I haven't done much to, like, help myself with the whole matcha thing. I should start drinking more matcha. Or, like, making more matcha shit, but, like, I don't.
You're trying to be open-minded to matcha.
I am, but, like, I'm actually, like, not... I am mentally there, but I haven't actually taken action, if that makes sense.
I hear you. All right, so to talk about what we're doing, I, for the longest time, did not have a bed board.
Yeah, your mattress was practically on the floor.
My mattress is practically on the floor, yeah. And I bought a mattress...
A bed board, is that correct?
Yes, I bought a bed board. On Walmart, actually.
Walmart, and they just shipped it. Not sponsored,
I'd like to be. Yeah. I just got it from Walmart, and I have to assemble it.
Yes.
Which, I actually love doing things with my hands. Like, I think this is gonna be really fun.
I really look forward to, like, the next time, quote-unquote, we move out. Mm-hmm. Because I want to DIY so much stuff, and I look forward to that process. So, yeah, so the noises that you guys are gonna be hearing is us assembling the bed board. Yes. Is this what you farting sounds like?
No. Oh. Okay, here. You get the Spanish instructions. I'll do the English ones.
Spanish instructions? Okay, ready for our Spanish listeners out there. I'm going to say it. Ensamblar los marcos centrales en dirección longitud y anchura.
Wow.
Anchura.
Qué pena, bro.
So stop! Ready? No, let me do it again.
No, wait, you need the center pieces. I don't know why you kind of took those away from me.
I just kind of
that's the centerpiece, the one right there, the one closest to the centerpiece.
Okay, so there's this one long. The bedboard is actually black, you guys. It's like a metal black.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, put the curvy piece away. Curvy pieces are definitely edges.
Away. Curvy piece next to other curvy piece that is now on the bed.
Okay, so this is the long way?
Long way?
No, that has to be a longer piece. Oh, does it literally have the letters? No. That one, Simpata. Yep, there you go.
Okay, here
this is our other middle piece. This is going
to
be difficult.
So ready, but today we wanted to talk about, I guess, our day, technically?
Yes. So we struggle with finding weeb stores.
We really do, because the thing is, we've seen Target. Target has some weeb options. And what is it? Hobby Lobby has some weeb options.
Like, very minimal.
Yeah, and the thing is, at least lately, we've been getting into the whole, what are they, like, the little mystery box?
Yeah,
little baggy thingies? Like, where it's, like, the little mystery box characters. And we actually sacamos la cuenta the other day, and it's, like, total, we've spent, like, around, on just the little mini characters, like, a good $200. I think it was, like, $170 on literal, like, just little muñequitos. And we have, like, what, 10 of them? 20 of them? Like, we don't have that many.
Oh, yeah, the little mystery bag things?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love those shits so fucking much. And like you said, we've gone through a lot. We've only found, initially we only ever found from My Hero Academia. One day, did you say this already?
No, I did not.
Okay, one day we found, coincidentally, for Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And dumbass, we only bought three. We should have bought them out.
Por pendejas. We literally should have bought them out. Because that's kind of like where we're at right now. It's like, whenever we see them, like, we see them so rarely.
Moment I see one, mine.
We literally buy them out. Because the thing is, we've been seeing the My Hero Academia ones, and we were buying them, like, progressively and slowly. We could never find a freaking Naruto one ever. And then this one time, we went to, like, a Target randomly for some reason. And, like, we went, and we didn't see, Babe, you found them the first time, right? Like, we literally, we found some, and we, I don't know, they, in the, at the Target, in that specific section, they literally only had, like, five, and we bought them out. We bought all five. And it's, like, what, $7 each? Good.
They are quite expensive, honestly.
So, yeah, we did that. But in the end, with the Naruto... Well, okay, because for My Hero Academia, we have a Deku. We have a Uraraka. Uraraka. We have a Bakugo. We have an All Might. We have a Shiggy. We have an Ida.
We have a Todoroki. We have the evil bird dude. I haven't met him yet in the show.
Who's the evil bird dude?
The one next to Shiggy.
Next to Shiggy? Oh, him? Yeah, I haven't met him.
He's gonna become a pretty prominent villain later, but I haven't met him yet. Right now, Shiggy's the prominent.
Yeah, we're only in season 2 of My Hero Academia. That is, if you guys... Sorry.
I just made it to 3.
Sorry, my... You're fine. Sorry, babe. But whatchamacallit? So, again, I mean, if you guys aren't weebs, then you don't know. But, like, the thing is, we've been... More like, since we've decided to hop on this train again, we've been, trying to find, like, a nice, is that how it goes?
Oh, yes.
We're assembling the bedboard.
I gave you an instruction. Look at step one.
I'm sorry, babe. I was just focusing on my
shit.
You're
fine.
We have been... Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
You're good. But it's gonna be crosshatch as well.
What is crosshatch?
Because, oh, you totally already did that. My bad.
Does this look right?
Yeah, this is a lo ancho, and this is lo largo. Is that as ancho as it gets? That seems wrong.
No, more pieces are coming.
Yeah.
Pieces will attach here, 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 or there, 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 there.
I know, but look at this. I mean, this is just a single piece. The way you're doing that, this is just a single piece.
It is a single piece. That's this piece.
Yeah.
And these two attach
and
here.
And this is as long as it is? Is that how long the bed is?
I think that's as wide as the bed is.
Wide?
No, actually, yeah, I think that's the length.
No, this has to be the length.
But two are going to attach here and two are going to attach there.
Agreed. I'm just assessing this width.
Girl, it's a
full. Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is. Okay.
My bed is actually what I thought
it
was.
True, right. It is what it is. Whatchamacallit? Oh, there's it comes with a little screw thing.
This is a wrench thing,
a little wrench
I'm
thing.
Literally gonna put it in my toolbox. It's so fucking cute.
It's so adorable.
Is this righty tighty lefty loosey? That's something nobody prepared you for. How much you were gonna use that in the future?
Like toolboxes?
Righty tighty lefty loosey.
Oh. I mean, I feel like people also just expected you to.
But that's the thing, nobody actually knows. So I say to myself every single time, oh my guy!
I don't think it's gonna encoger más.
It is tightening.
Yeah? Okay, maybe. But be sure that this is recto entonces, so that when it actually tightens, it'll be good. So yeah, well, more like, we've always been looking for, like, weeb stores, to, like, not go into much detail, because if you're not a weeb, like, you don't care.
I'm a dumbass.
Huh?
I'm a dumbass! Because I was winding it was moving!
Oh... No wonder. Tightening. I'm like, yeah, it's not supposed to if you haven't already.
Sorry, see
you. But yeah, so we've been just looking for random weave stores. Like, we saw that Target had some. We saw that Hobby Lobby had some items that we wanted. And the thing is, actually, it's crazy, because the other day we went to a grocery store, and we both went there together. And on our keychains, because since when we went on our, once we found,
thank you, yeah, that's
once we found, actually the Naruto ones, our little Naruto keychains or whatever, we have a Naruto and we have a Sasuke, and I mean, if you know, you know. So the thing is,
and that's the thing, like, I'm the moon equivalent,
yeah,
and you're the sun equivalent,
literally.
So we're each other's Naruto to each other's
Sasuke. I mean obviously not their extremes, but we've talked about how I'm literally the Naruto in the relationship and you're literally the Sasuke in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally carry each other's keychains. On my purse I have a Sasuke, and on Babe's purse she has a Naruto. And we literally went to the grocery store, and this one lady literally commented on Babe's person. She was like, oh my god, I love your Naruto keychain. And I'm like, oh, you haven't seen mine. And I literally showed her my little Sasuke keychain. And she was like, oh my god, super cute. But then she told us, she was like, hey, you know, like at the mall, literally across from the store, FYE, there's this, like little anime store that like has a lot of nice stuff. And the thing is, actually, when she first started talking, she was like, oh, at the mall, there's this one store. And we were like, oh, you're talking about FYE? Like, in us, like, in our heads, we were like, oh, you're talking about FYE? Because we've gone to FYE so many times. And they don't have anything good. And the thing is, unfortunately... Okay, do you want this happening? Oops.
Damn.
I
hope that wasn't too bad.
Pass me another one. Wow. We've literally gone to FYE so many times. And the thing is, they don't have... things that we like, at least. I don't know. We like subtle stuff. We like certain animes. We don't like all of them. At least, I noticed that a lot of people have Dragon Ball Z, and I just... I haven't hopped on Dragon Ball Z, to be honest. Agreed. It's not something that I'm even interested in hopping on at the moment. But, I mean... The thing is, there's a lot of, like, little, like, short, like, animes that people don't... like, know about or, like, participate in. You know what I mean? Like, the big ones. The big guys. It's, like, either Bleach that... I've actually never seen Bleach merch. I don't know if I'm just blind to it, okay? Agreed. But I've never seen Bleach merch. I've seen Honestly, very little bit of One Piece.
Yeah.
I've seen very, very... a very minimal amount.
They literally only have...
Dragon Ball Z and sometimes Naruto.
Barely Naruto.
Barely Naruto. Like, Dragon Ball Z is the shit. If you like Dragon Ball Z, you have
everything. You will find stuff. Yeah.
For real. Pero como se llama? Do you want me to start assembling on my end too?
You don't have to.
But whatchamacallit? Okay, so the thing is, she's literally across from FYE, and we were like, oh shoot, like, a different store that's not FYE.
Chill.
So, I'm sorry, mama. So today, we literally went to the mall to... I'm trying to put it in. That's what she said. Shut the fuck up. Wait, I'm sorry, I messed up your shit. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's fine. You don't have to do it.
I want to do it. Okay. I did it. No. Are you proud of me?
Very.
Okay. So today we literally went to the mall. Actually, kind of late. I wish we would have gone earlier. And the thing is, if we would have gone earlier, we would have spent so much more money.
Oh my god, yeah. And only because the store's closed on us.
For real. That's the only reason. And the thing is, what's funny is that we literally decided to go to, like, one store. And we were looking. It's like, hey, we want to find anime merch. And the thing is, we literally found, like, two or three stores that had anime merch.
I forget what that first store was, but they had Inuyasha.
Which I never, ever see anybody have Inuyasha stuff. Inuyasha was one of the first animes that I've ever watched. Or actually, I think it was literally the first.
It was the first manga I ever read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the first manga for me, too?
I don't know, but it was the first manga I ever read.
Yeah.
I never really watched the anime. I never really read the entire manga, either.
Oh, I mean, yeah, vibes.
But yeah, who would have Inuyasha merch?
Nobody. The thing is, I thought it was super underrated, but they literally had a shit ton of Inuyasha merch.
Like, honestly, we have to go back and get something.
We have to get one thing. Oh, are you okay, Mama?
But the thing is, I feel like Seshi is your guy. I would just get something that has Inuyasha, because I wouldn't want Kagome, and they didn't have Moroku, so...
I would burn any Kikyo merch.
Ew, everyone would burn Kikyo merch. They don't sell Kikyo merch.
I would literally take a torch and just purposefully... like.
Why? Why do we always hate the other woman? Kikyo is a badass queen who thought that Inuyasha was bad.
Why do we always hate the other woman? Fuck.
It was a misunderstanding.
No, but she was also a bitch because she tried to kill Kagome and she fucking stole like 90%.
Did she think Naraku was good at some point?
No, she knew.
Why did she do it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
She had some
like,
sort of
I feel
reason.
Like nobody, like, I understand shit and I had no idea why Kikyo fucking did that shit.
Maybe
no
she
idea.
Was Jelly Belly.
I mean, for sure, but, like, honey, like, you're supposed to be a fucking priestess. Handle your shit. Whatever. You. Again, like, I don't want this to be about spoilers, but just...
Oh, shit.
We found, Hot Topic.
Yes, that's the thing. Everyone who's anyone knows that Hot Topic is a weeb store. And I know that that store has existed.
Yeah.
I know that's not the first time. Literally, every single time I go shopping for some sort of merch online, I end up at Hot Topic.
Do you really?
I do, and literally... When I saw it, I'm like, I know this is a weeb store. So I expected to see, like, you know, three little shirts, a little Naruchi.
We literally went off. Everything. They went, like, the thing is, we actually both got a My Hero Academia face mask. We both got some tops. You got so much more than I did, which I am so envious.
I've never seen Haikyuu in a store ever. Me neither. I've seen My Hero Academia, Haikyuu I've seen Naruto.
Merch. They have Naruto merch. I even got a Demon Slayer because we actually started Demon Slayer. We're going to finish it. By the time that people are listening to this podcast, I already finished. We already finished Demon Slayer.
Yes.
So, bam. So, I already finished watching Demon Slayer. I can say that. I loved it so much. I'm obsessed.
We have to watch the movie.
We do. That's another reason why I want to finish watching it so fast, because I want to watch the movie while it's still in theaters.
I shouldn't assemble this on the bed, right?
I don't think so, no.
We'll lift it and put it.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of out of space.
We have
to roll. I hope it doesn't make a lot of noise.
Actually, more like, we're going to... Ready? There's going to be a little into it.
And we're back.
Yes, we just had to move a couple things around.
Yeah, we had to, like, because we're currently in Babe's room, and we're assembling. Okay, yeah, if you want to narrate the assembly, I've noticed I've been talking for a while. Thanks for calling, letting me know, Babe. Do you want me to hold it?
No, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah,
so
you're good?
I'm putting the, because that's the thing, like,
it's a bed. Wow, it's actually, like, huge. I thought it was, I didn't realize how big
it is. I don't know how to feel. Does it feel huge? I feel like it's really tiny.
It feels big. It feels big.
Okay. Because it's strange, but it's quite easy to follow. I like building things like this. One time I built a hanger thingy.
A hanger?
How do you call those?
Which one are you talking about?
The one that's now in the bathroom in the master.
Oh.
I built that.
Yeah, like, well, I guess like a hanger rack thing?
Yeah, whatever you call those things. I remember I assembled two, actually, I think. I have a lot of fun with this. I like working with my hands. Mm. There's nothing dirty.
I know. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, that's pretty cool to know about you, actually.
You didn't know?
I thought you wanted
to be an architect, but architects don't build, they draw.
Well, I mean, it's part of it. I mean, you don't want to be a construction worker.
Exactly. So, that's why I gave up on architect, because architects don't build.
Actually, the thing is, architects require a lot of math, because it's mostly engineering.
Honestly, I fucking hate math, but I would like to have a career that involves math, because I'd like to challenge my brain.
I could totally do a different part. I could totally be participating on a different
I don't particularly end. Want you to. If you want to, I support.
Well, damn.
But I'm enjoying myself.
Way to distance me from the situation.
No, I'm enjoying doing it.
No, I heard your message loud and clear, honey.
I heard your message
loud and fucking clear.
Yes, I don't want you to break my bed.
Well, damn.
It cost me too much money.
Well, damn. Okay.
Yeah, so now I gotta screw this in to tighten. I'm not good
screw
at describing.
Wedding.
Can you describe what you see? You're better at describing.
So then, what we see here is a black metal, like, there's pulley things. They're, like, it's really rectangular shapes all around. So the thing is, the first thing that was done was, there's kind of, like, an X or, like, a plus sign, if you will, in the middle of this thing. And there's, like, on either end, because ready, from the plus sign, or from the T, actually, it's, like, a lowercase T. If you will. So now, what?
You're like, no, not doing that.
Shut up. So then, on one of the sides of the T, we have to, like, empatar two other lines. Actually, essentially here, we have an H now with a line in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah. So, Babe is working on...
A wide H with a line in the middle.
Yeah, it's a very wide H with, like... Imagine two narrow H's next to each other, is what it is. So, Babe's working on one of the sides of the second H. So, yeah, that's it. You're just screwing it in. Like, it screws in the middle. If you guys don't get my imagery, then that's your fault, not
mine. That's
I described it perfectly.
You really did.
I see it very well, too.
I get exactly what you were saying.
So, this has happened.
All right. Yep. So now you can keep going on our bead haul excursion.
With my whole excursion.
Okay, ready? Now I finished these pieces. Now I have to do the outer pieces.
Yeah, which these are actually fun because they're, like, curvy. It adds a whole, like, 2-3 inches that we weren't expecting.
Hmm.
I feel like we need to turn.
Ready?
I got you. Ready? I need you to move. And I
will
turn.
Oh, is this the longer way?
Yeah.
Did I fuck it up? Okay.
A little bit. So it's okay. Ready? So I just need you to direct me, director.
Okay, as long as you're in my mirror.
Turning, as long as, which mirror?
I'm worried about. I can,
now plop.
I'll see what I can hit in front of me. Plop. Just behind me is a problem. I just plop don't want to hit
the chair either.
Okay.
Noise.
So that happened.
All right, now. One of the end pieces.
Work over here first because over here. Well, actually, no. Never mind. It rolled.
Noise.
You know what? These sounds are part of the aesthetic.
Those sounds are part of the aesthetic.
Ready?
Now I need more instructions.
So, yeah, so we found weave stores and we, like, both went off and bought, like, a shit ton of shit.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money.
I know Sam got, like, a Naruto shirt. She got a little Naruto plushie. We also got a Hinata and Kageyama plushie. But, yes, like, but crows. They were crows. Like, they're not even wearing their uniforms, which actually kind of bums me out. But Sam loved it more because they were literally baby crows.
Which, like, if just you know, a, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. So, whatchamacallit? So, yeah, that's us on today's weave adventure. We wanted to finish off the day. Like, I wanted to get some boba. I don't know if I've already said it, but, like, I've been obsessed with boba since, like, forever. I've literally always been obsessed with boba.
You really always have.
I really have. Like, the thing is, the first time I ever even met boba was, there was this place at our mall, and it was called Folicious.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they literally had a strawberry... Perdón. A banana. I didn't get the milk tea. I got, like, the smoothie, the slushy.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked the... It was, like, a milky, thick... No, it was... Actually, no. It was just... It just wasn't water-based. Or just probably smoothie, was really. Water-based.
It's a fruit-based smoothie.
But, like, but it wasn't thick. It was water.
Yeah.
It was, like, smooth. You
it
know?
Was icy, so...
Yeah, I guess.
So even if it was milky, we wouldn't have known...
Deadass. But the thing is, I don't know how we went there the first time, and we asked for it, and we asked for it with boba, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am madly in love. And I didn't realize that there could have been, like, I was also really young, you guys. I didn't realize that there could have been other stores that also had boba, you know
I
what I mean?
That was the only boba place
like,
in the world.
Me too, and I was literally like, oh my god.
Honestly,
like,
near us, it was the only boba
Do you know,
place.
The thing is, that place also has, like, ramen.
Yeah.
And it also had, like, it had Asian food.
That Asian food never interested me as much as it does now. I want to go there.
Okay,
I
yeah,
just
same.
Realized that, and I want to go.
Same. I remember I was like, hey, do you want to, like, try stuff from there? And you're like, everything looks nasty. The thing is, your taste palette has changed drastically in,
every
like, just
month.
The past few months.
Every month, I like something different. I can't pick favorites because what is my favorite depends on the day of the week.
Damn. Oh, then that's another thing, because literally, I guess for one of the next upcoming podcasts, there's literally the 25 things. If you know these 25 things about your partner, like, your relationship will last. Preview for one of the next episodes.
Oh,
we can't tell you. Que pasa?
Such a dumbass.
Oh, I just saw your error as well. It's okay, just push.
It goes inside?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay. It's okay. It was done. It's not that hard. You got it?
I think so.
You got this. Yeah, because the end piece that's, like, weird, for some reason, like, encaja, like, you're supposed to insert it. It's, like, imagine...
Oh, this one's, like, bent.
Oh, really? Here, let me see if I can find a solution for you. Fuck.
Can you?
Oh, God. Okay.
I can unscrew.
No, it's fine. Just, you talk for a second.
Okay.
Ow.
Sorry, I'm in here. What were we just talking about? Oh, yeah. I don't know what the questions were. You didn't ask me them. But it's apparently, like, if you know these questions about your significant other, like, ooh, your relationship will last. Huh. Sorry, I'm not able to pay attention either. That's so annoying.
Oh, my God, are you okay? What happened? Did I hurt you?
No, it's fine. My toe got stuck.
Oh,
it came bent.
Yeah, we need to hammer it.
Okay.
Or, like,
BRB, guys.
Okay.
We need to get a hammer and make a lot of noise.
We're going to be back in just a few seconds for you. It'll be longer for us. Hello, guys. So, we're back. We actually didn't get the hammer and stuff because my strength beats all.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think I fully fixed it. I need to see where, like, guada.
Why didn't you try
sense.
To align it?
Because you just pushed it towards the wall and I wanted your assistance.
Oh, sorry. Okay, then just give me a second.
Yeah, take your time. I wasn't trying to rush you. But yeah, that's what comprised today for us.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I'm glad we didn't just, like, stay in.
Yeah, like, I was so sure that we were gonna just stay home today.
Agreed.
I was really sure. And then at one point, like, I was like, hey, so if we're going to leave, we need to leave now. And then you were like, okay, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll tell her in, like, 20 minutes because we need to leave now because if not, they're going to close. And then we were the next one. You were like, okay, let's go. And I was like, yay.
I got really excited to go.
Go. Yeah, because we got a little Naruchi. By Naruchi, we mean Naruto. We got a little... Oh, my God. He looks so cute. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully, you guys like high-pitched noises in your ears that break your eardrums.
Hopefully.
But, yeah. So, what about you guys? What about you guys? How's everything been? How's everything been?
Right now, I am assembling one of the outer pieces. I have to, like, inner screw this, but, like, I have to apply pressure for the screw to actually stay. And my hands tremble so much. It's insane to me. First off, that I wanted to be a surgeon. With these trembly-ass hands, bitch, where? Second off, with this inability to cope with high-pressure situations, bitch, where? And third off, I am extremely queasy. More so with things that happen to me. Like, I think I can handle somebody else bleeding out. But if I'm bleeding out, I'm like, no, thank you.
The thing
you
is, know? I feel like with exposure, I would have been better. But I'm very good, or at least I noticed when I was studying, like, biology or whatever the fuck. I'm very good once I'm inside the human being, but, like, if you show me, like, if you cut open the arm for me and then, like, show me, like, it does make me a little bit queasy. I'm like, it's like, shit. Ooh.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, like, just
that's
because,
actually a human.
Just because you find something interesting and, like, you enjoy learning about something does not mean you should do that for the rest of your life.
Agreed.
And, like, I learned that the hard way, fucking getting a bachelor's degree, noticing, like, yeah, this kind of isn't what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah. Okay, ready? So does this
fit? This is the up, correct?
I have no idea. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's like...
It's like lopsided too. Wait, ready? I'm sorry. Let me see if I can freaking do something. I don't even know how to fix this even.
Stop, I think that's good enough. Ready? I think...
Like it doesn't have to go in? I mean, we obviously want to try...
That's pretty close. If I hold it and keep it from falling, can you bend down and work on it? It won't fall.
No, because I need my foot pressure in order to... Well, careful with not hitting the chair.
I might have already hit it.
Oh.
Hold here.
Okay. Is it going to fit? Okay, you guys, moment of truth. Does it... I can try to separate them more. I didn't want to separate too much more.
I'm going to lose a finger.
Oh, careful, mama. I can push this down.
No, my hand. No.
Sorry.
No, don't do that.
You panicked.
Yeah, because I felt my hand pressure.
With your hand, you're just going to hurt yourself. I can literally... Ooh.
The chair.
Oh. Okay, I'm like, something popped.
Who
okay,
popped?
You guys. Maybe we should, like, pause you guys while we're doing this struggle.
Yes.
Ready?
For this struggle.
We're going to pause you guys for a second. Again, I'm sorry. We're back. I bet you guys missed this.
Yeah, so we got it. Even though, ooh, it's gonna need to be pushed a bit more.
It's okay.
Like, bang down.
Yeah, we could just do that. Yeah, don't you guys hate, like, when shit, like, comes in and it's, like, not perfect or it's missing a piece? Or it's like, why the fuck couldn't you just do it properly? You know what I mean?
I'm assuming
like,
wherever it was dropped or something.
But, like, what?
The metal was just bent.
I know.
But yeah, like, now we have to suffer with that and try to figure out around it.
Right? Like, what if it was bent so much more? What if I didn't have strength or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like what if 2 5-year-olds had bought this? Like, they wouldn't have been able to... they wouldn't have been able to assemble.
Yeah, that would have been a little inconvenient for the 5-year-olds. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah, so today was a fun day. I really appreciate it.
I did,
too. I appreciate it today. I mean... We spent a considerable amount of money. We are going to be spending more. Don't kid yourself. But yeah, today was an eventful day. So now I exhausted my today energy, so now you need
you
to
understand
continue.
Understand that we had very much the same day. I went exactly where you went.
I know.
I was actually really excited. We also went to Walmart and Target. I don't know if you said this. Hoping to... You said this already?
I briefly touched it. You could.
Oh, I was hoping that we'd find more stuff because like I wanted keychains. Oh, you know what was scary? At the store, I was sure that I'd lost my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Also, why is my card not being accepted anywhere?
I don't know.
I decided to have my Discover card with me in my purse just for emergencies, but lucky I decided to even bring my purse, you know?
Right? That's the thing. I don't generally bring my Discover card either. I literally had always left it here. The only reason I have it on me is because... I don't remember. I think it's because when I wanted to, like, rent the car, for some reason it wasn't accepting my my debit card. So I just had on hand my credit card. I'm like, hey, let me try. And regardless, it didn't accept either. But for some reason, I just had it in my purse. Because me, under normal circumstances, would not
have had my... Yeah, me neither. It's literally because I got a new case.
Yeah.
That I took my purse, meaning I had my card. Because if not, I would have had to ask you... But we would have both been fucked because you would also have your debit card.
I mean, no, the thing is, I also have my Cash App card, so I would have had access to something, but, like, fucked up that... Is it good?
Oh, that's pretty good. Hold up. Stay there?
Yeah, because I'm holding it down, because, again, even though we kind of did insert it, it's still kind of fucked up, so it's not working.
No, it's not close enough. It's just a little bit away.
Like,
deeper? Is it good now? Potential. Hold up. Stay there.
I mean, I could apply more weight. I'm actually not applying as much weight as I could have. But I'm scared of applying more weight.
Stay. I think that's good.
But yeah. Oh, there's also... Now we've officially both done kind of phone pranks, if that makes sense.
Oh my god, yeah. So, that's funny. I completely forgot about that. So my uncle doesn't have my number saved on his phone. And literally yesterday was his birthday, so I went to go visit him. And like on the way out... where did the screw go? As we were leaving, he tells me, like, hey, I don't actually have your number saved. Like, that one time you messaged me, I was supposed to save it, and I totally wasn't able to. So just, like, shoot me a text, and I'll know who you are, and, like, I'll save you. And so I completely forgot to do that yesterday, and today I was like, oh, let me shoot him a text. And he's always talking about how he gets hella scam likely calls, and, like, he...
Is it not going?
No, it's not working, but give me a second. And he, like, hates them. And so I decided... Are you applying a lot of pressure?
I'm trying, yeah. Is it not enough?
Let me see. And so I decided to be a great... What am I to him? He's my uncle. I'm his niece.
Yeah.
Is
it going in or no? I need some kind of direction. Because I can apply more pressure, but I don't.
No, I don't think more pressure is needed. It's just about me getting it in at the right angle. Finish my story while I try to think.
It's okay, they will bask in the silence.
Let me do this one first. So then I decided to be a great niece, and since he hates, like, scam likely calls, I sent him, you know, like, those texts, where I was like, we've been trying to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty. If you're interested in this, send yes. If not, send no. And so then he sends no. So then I'm like, thank you for continuing your subscription. Something, something, something about your car's extended warranty. If there's at any point you'd like to cancel the subscription, please send stop. And so then he sends stop. So then I send something along the lines of like, okay, thank you for continuing your subscription. And I'm like, I give information and it's like, if you'd like to hear more information, say yes. If not, say no. And it's like, if at any point you'd like to cancel the subscription, please send stop. And so then he sends fuck you, and blocks me.
Literally.
So now my uncle has blocked me. So I told my mom to text him to unblock me. But that's where we're at.
We don't have more to the story just yet.
Yeah, my uncle hates me.
He doesn't hate you. He just thought you were somebody else. I was trying to fuck with him.
Okay, I think...
No quiere funcionar?
I don't think that will make or break. Do you want to give it a shot?
Sure. What am I supposed to do?
Screwed in, like, I know there it's stuck. No, but you see how it kind of...
Is it not? Like, can we see what the hole looks like?
Yeah, it's right there. You see it. It's just, I guess, not exactly where it has to be. So it's kind of being a
little nuisance.
It's like not fitting.
Oh, but no, even when you're applying pressure, it's going to make a difference.
I mean, I wasn't applying that much pressure.
No.
I mean, because
I think one short is fine.
But come on, like, that's all fucked up.
I know, but it's not gonna make the difference. No, and especially since it's at the bottom, and the fact that it barely got in means that it's not going anywhere. Do you know what I mean? And especially that we could screw in one side.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But see, I hate that because I literally from Michael's, I had like this like
little caddy thing.
Yeah, the little caddy bandeja thing. And it's literally missing a screw.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's literally, I don't know if these input them with the other one. But, like, I was literally missing a screw, and I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I spent $50, and you're not going to give me all the screws for, like, a little stupid-ass caddy thing?
But maybe one fell out. Like, you have to understand it's user error.
I know, but, like, the thing is, and unfortunately, I'm too lazy to, like, go back, and, like, I need more.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hear
you.
I mean, like I said,
because now I have to waste my time and do
yeah,
my
it's
business.
My guess, my time.
You can.
I expect a $50.
I expect a refund.
Yes, even though I'm not returning anything.
Ooh.
As far as you're concerned, I threw it in the trash.
You could bring it to us with a receipt.
No, I already tossed it. The trash man took it.
That's your problem.
Is that
I literally saw this one TikTok.
Ah, you and your TikTok.
Oh my god,
I'm just
I
kidding.
Love TikTok,
yeah,
it's amazing.
So much.
It's amazing. I know. It's like, damn, like, try to talk about something else. I love TikTok. But I literally saw this one video and I had a similar experience. So, like, it's this one girl who does, like, Karen videos, but she's both people.
Yeah.
So, one scenario was, I forget where they were, but so then one lady came in and it's like, the lady goes to the store and so the cashier lady's like, oh, hey, like, here, I'll bring these up for you. Oh, there's another, sorry. Let me finish this one story.
Okay.
So, the one story is she's like, oh, hi, like, the Karen comes up and it's like, oh, I'd like to purchase these items. And, like, the Karen's, like, on the phone with someone. So, the lady is, like, ringing up and she's like, oh, I just have to tell you that since most of these items are sale, they can't be returned. And so, the lady interrupts her. She's like, ma'am, I don't have time for all this. Just ring me up. I need to go. So, the lady was like, okay, fine. So, next day, the lady comes in, the Karen lady, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, I purchased these items yesterday. I'd like to return them. So I can let us know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're fine. She's like, oh, I purchased these items yesterday. I'd like to return them. So the lady's like, of course, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. And so the lady's like, oh, yeah, like, I purchased with card, but, like, I need cash. Don't put it back on my card. And the lady was like, before we even do that, I'm noticing that some of these items are sale items, and our sale items are final purchase. And so the lady's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what do you mean final purchase? Like, I want to return these items. And she's like, for some of these, I can't do a return. Like, they were final purchase. She's like, nobody told me that policy. And she's like, you were most likely informed when you purchased the item. How do I do?
You just, los empatas in these little holes.
Okay, oh yeah. But then there's also the cloth. But then just to terminar, so then she's like, is one missing?
What do you mean?
Oh no. Okay, moral of the story, she's like, do this return. She's like, no, I can't do the return. She's like, fine, just give me the cash. She's like, no, I'm not doing a return, so I'm not going to give you any money. And she's like, I'm a lawyer. Like, I think I would know how the law works. She's like, okay, if you know how the law works, then you know that I'm entitled, like, legally, I'm entitled to refuse a return, and I can't give you free money, and I can't do this return. She's like, ah, whatever. So I don't know why that reminded me of literally when I was working in a grocery store. So tell me, I don't know if, I'm pretty sure I told you this story. It happened a long time ago. But so I'm, you know, standing there minding my business, facing the aisles, and so this lady comes up to me, and she's like, I want to buy...
Here, you come over here, and I'll set it up so that you can be close to the mic.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular I have to do, or just meteros?
The pieces are over here.
What pieces?
These pieces, which I think go in there.
Come back. There aren't enough for that.
Most people have theirs, so some have fallen out. And then, yeah, you just slide it in.
Okay. So, ready? Keep
Just to finish the story. So, then the lady was like, oh, like, I need to buy some stuff for, like, a kindergarten class. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, what I'm thinking of getting are, like, these little mini, like, travel size, like, soap or shampoo things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, nice. And so, in the little travel section, we had maybe, like, 15 of them, you know?
Okay.
Not a lot, but, like, an amount. So, she's like, how many more in the back do you have? And I was like, ooh, I doubt that we have any more in the back, but, like, how many are you trying to get? And she's like, 100.
Oh, God.
Right? So I was like, oh, wow, no way. Like, I'm pretty sure we don't have any because we, like, literally don't have, like, any more shipment. Like, everything that we have is already put up, but there's no way we have 100. Maybe we have, like, 5 or 6 more, but mm-hmm. not 100. And she's like, really? It's like, I have a master's degree. Like, I think I'd understand how this works. And I was like, oh, congrats. Like,
wait, what did you literally say though?
Bro, but that's the thing. I was literally like, because also I was kind of new. So I know that I didn't sound very convincing. I'll give her that. But I was literally like, because she's like, I was like, oh, like, how many more do you want? Because I knew if we had like, oh, maybe 5 or 6
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, it was a possibility. But if you needed like 10 more, like, there's no way.
Yeah, like, I was going to go get her all the ones we had, but the thing is, I was pretty sure we had none more. So I'm like, how many were you looking to get?
Or maybe it's, like, the kind of thing where it's, like, maybe I found 3, but if you only need 4 more, like, I'm not going to stay and look for 6.
Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, how many do you want me to bring out? It's like, yeah. Oh, just, like, 5 more. It's like, okay, let me see how many we have.
Okay, yeah.
She's like, oh, like, around 100. So I was like, oh, no, we definitely don't have 100. And, like, the thing is, I wanted to sit there and explain. I don't think I explained this much to her. I think this is later when I was thinking about what to say back to her. But it's like, do you understand that a company, why would a company have 100 of any single product? Just because the product is small, no le conviene a nadie to have 100 of every single item in the stock room.
And especially since you're like trying to say that you have a master's
degree.
That's
the thing. And you don't understand such a simple concept. The fact that that's what she brought out. It's like, I have a master's degree. I think I would know. And I was like, oh, okay.
My thing is like, if you say that, you're obviously lying.
No, bro, I'm sure she has a master's
degree. But the thing is, like, I have a bachelor's degree, but I would never, it would never come to mind.
She felt the need to rub it in. Maybe she just graduated or some shit.
She had just caught it or some shit.
Maybe. The thing is, I honestly don't care, but what's insane to me is you have a master's degree and you don't understand a concept as simple as, literally, just think about it. Why would a company, literally, there's a thing called shipments.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work at the store to understand that items expire.
Yes.
So based on how much is sold, you give something, corporate, someone, you give, someone figures out inventory, and based on inventory, they know how many more to ask for
mm-hmm.
and to ship to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we have 100 of an item? You think we sell 100 little shampoo things every couple of days to the point that we would have 100 in the stock room? Because it makes sense to have 100 of any single item just floating around the store. Like, how big do you think the stock room is, my guy? Like, I understand you've never been back there, but it's tiny as fuck. Yeah. Like, it's like an eighth of the store. And the store is a tiny little grocery store. Like, the thing is, I was so in shock by what she said that, like, I didn't even have a response. And, like, the more I think about it, the more annoyed I am by it that I wish I'd said some shit.
Like, well, what did you end up saying? Like, because you didn't get it for her, so...
I was in shock. I'm like, oh, no, we definitely don't have 100. It's like, I'm sure we don't have any. I think maybe I went to the back to check, and I'm like, yeah, we don't have any more. No, actually, what happened was when I'm like, oh, no, we definitely don't have 100. If anything, we have a couple more. She got pissed. She's like, I have a master's degree. I think I would know. And she got pissed and left. Like, she didn't even buy the food that we had.
She realized how stupid what she just said was, so she's like, let me leave before I get more embarrassed.
No, I don't have any more. So I guess... Oh, just kidding. There's one right here. The thing is, that interaction left me in shock because she wasn't even, like, particularly rude. She felt the need to undermine me and my education, which is fine. If that makes her feel better about herself, go crazy.
It's like, honey, do you not realize I'm fucking 16?
That's the thing. I was, like, a minor. I didn't look like one. I've always looked older than my age. But I was like, my guy, what do you... What? Like, what?
Like, what do you expect from me?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and if I said some shit, like, oh, maybe in the box there's more. Like, first off, I wouldn't have even known what to say because I suck at comebacks. And,
same.
Like, confrontation is not my...
Like, I'm good, like, after the fact.
Yeah, like, I thought, like, so much shit to
it's
say.
It's like, come back in a week and I'll know exactly what to say to you, you whore.
You know what's insane? She was with a little girl.
What?
So either that little girl has, like, such a horrible time at home.
I hope that's the last one.
Yeah. Either that little girl has such a horrible time at home, or that little girl's learning from a Karen. I hope she'll be better.
The thing is, honey, I'm sure that's what people said about you, and...
Yeah, I guess I'm fine, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm gonna become a
the
Karen.
Thing is, I feel like people in our generation realize when it's like, that was just an irrelevant thing to say.
It's like, yeah.
And you could have been like, I would have maybe even understood if the lady's like, could you please just check for me?
Yeah, it's like, as many as you can bring out.
Like, I was about to say, it's like...
And also, like, I would have wanted to help her out. You know what I mean? That's the difference. Like, what they don't understand is that we have complete control. You asked me to get you something from the back. If you're mean, no, we don't have any more in the back.
For real. Like, even if we have, like, I'm not going to find them.
Like, I'm not even going to check. Like, I'm going to go into the stock room, spend on my phone for 5 minutes, make you wait, and come out like, no, we're all out.
So, yeah, I was about to say, 5 minutes, you being nice. I'm going to make them wait 10 minutes.
Dead ass.
Like, until my manager's like, hey, honey, it's like, I'm looking for something for somebody.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Don't mind your business. For real, yeah, like dead ass, like.
Well, I assumed I hid the phone when the manager came.
Right, that's smart.
You're so forget to do that.
For real,
I'm like, ah, you caught me.
Dead ass. No, but that's the thing, like, and that's honestly why I really don't want to go back to work with customers. Oh, but another example, which never happened to me, but I guess it might have happened to this girl. I think she worked at Starbucks, and she does a lot of TikToks of like customer interaction. So literally, how the interaction went.
Damn, I just realized just now I did not have to be banging them. I could have just applied some pressure and they would have gone in.
That's fine. It just adds to the fact that you're building. It's complete.
Yeah.
But just to finish the last story, and then we will put it together, and I'll finally have a bed. Oh no, just kidding. There's also that, which I don't actually understand how that goes on.
And are there extra screws and bolts or okay?
No, that just kind of wraps around.
No, I'm talking about those.
Oh yeah, there were extras.
Okay.
One screw didn't go in, and then I think the rest are
extra bolts or something. So what's top and what's bottom? Do we know?
Bottom does it even matter? Is the well, actually, there is no bottom. Is there a bottom? What does the other side look like?
Then it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, so continue.
You're gonna be able to do this on your own?
I think so.
Okay. I think if you want to wrap and then we could lift it. Yeah, like throw that at me, the bottom part at me. And you grip it. It's fine. Just keep going, but try to not hit it again.
Sorry.
I'll stop.
There we go. Okay.
Okay, so just to finish, so the interaction goes, lady comes up, asks for whatever drink she wanted, let me get this, and the girl's like, okay, I got you, and she's like, okay, your total's gonna be,
actually, maybe we should, like, stand it on its side.
Not yet, I gotta get it in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now.
Yeah? You went on that side?
Kinda not that much on this side, but yeah, lift okay. It.
Worst case scenario, that's just minor adjustments.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So then she's like, oh, like, your total is, whatever the fuck your total is, $23. And so the lady, like, the lady's kind of distracted on her phone, once again. Like, yeah. Don't be distracted on your phone.
That seems to be, that's to the thing.
When you come up, to the register, like, anywhere, you should not be on your phone. It's actually bad manners. You shouldn't be doing
bad manners.
Because you're wasting not only your time, but everyone else's time.
Yeah, because then, like, I don't want to interrupt your conversation and be like, excuse me, like, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, they have the audacity to be like, it's like, I'm busy. Like,
for real.
It's like,
Then it's okay. Like, you interrupted their conversation. How dare you?
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. But so to finish her interaction with the lady, so then she's like, your total is whatever the fuck your total is. And so the lady hands her a card. And so the girl swipes it, goes through.
Try to talk in this direction.
Huh?
Try to talk in this
direction. Sorry. The lady swipes it, goes through, and so she gives the lady her card back. So then the lady, once she gets her card back, she's like, hold up, you charged me to this card? Wait, don't push the bed that far back.
No.
And I think my charger pulled out.
Yeah.
Oh, and Deku's still back there.
Deku is still back there.
Wait, I gotta save him before. Before it's too late.
Hold up, let me go around.
So the lady's like, you charged it to this card?
Yeah. And she's
which
like,
I find funny. It's like, it's not like I went into your wallet and grabbed the fucking card.
It's insane, the interaction. I'm going to assume that maybe she exaggerated it, but I'm sure that this happened somewhere. Because then the lady's like, you charged this card? She's like, yeah, that's the card you gave me. And she's like, you're supposed to ask me before you swipe the card. This is not the card that this can be charged on. Like, I need a refund. And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem. So then she fucking, like, takes the card. Boom, boom, or none of
returns. Yeah.
Does a refund and she's like, here's your return receipt. And so the lady, like, goes on her phone and she's like, the money's not on. Like, the money's not here. And she's like, oh, like, returns on debit cards
takes
around, like,
days.
2 to 3 days.
Exactly. Literally, common knowledge.
And she's like, no, okay, then, like, give me the cash. And she's like, I can't give you the cash. I just refunded it to your card. And so then it ends, like, with the lady saying some shit. Like, oh, like you're going to be hearing from my lawyers. Some shit. Like, this is you using my money, some shit, but it's just like, I can imagine that shit has actually happened. And it's like you're like, angry at me for using the card you gave me.
And again, the thing,
did
you reach
it.
Deku?
No, I didn't, but don't
I was going to try to push back.
Pull it, but then the cord moves. If I just get a blanket? No.
Okay, then get a blanket.
I meant broom.
Oh.
Oh, I literally have this wand. No, I'll get a broom. You keep going. I don't know if you have any, like, shitty customer interactions.
To be honest,
everyone lied to you?
You're so
lucky.
Everyone lied to me.
Like, oh, no. No, the thing is, no, I did. But it's more like they didn't really stand out that much. I mean, I remember this one where it was pretty stupid. And again, I don't remember what the whole ordeal was. But, like, I remember they got, like, a lot. They were buying a lot of carpets.
Okay.
and I was scanning them, and I remember fucking, like, it was getting to my, and again, I didn't understand what they were saying. I don't know what language they were fucking speaking, but they freaking, like, they were, like, talking, they were like, nah, nah, nah. I was like, what? Like, and I literally was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand you. And again, I don't know if I was the one who was on edge, or they were already, the thing is, no, there's no way that I was on edge, because I'm literally, like, you know me, like, especially, like, in a customer service setting, like, I'm fake as fuck, you know what I mean? Even if I was on edge, there's no way that they would have noticed.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, it's impossible for me to have been on edge, and I'm not saying I'm not short-tempered, like, the thing is, you only gotta do one or two things, and, like, I'm already pissed off, like, for real. Mm-hmm. But not in a professional setting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, I forget what the whole, like, altercation was. All I know is that at one point, like, it was her, this lady and her husband, and I just remember, like, I was like, hey, I don't understand, hey, like, I don't know what you're saying, what did you just say? And she's literally like, oh, what, are we speaking Spanish? Why don't you understand us? And I was like, if you were speaking Spanish, I'd actually understand you better. See, like, the thing is, I know I said that because I was like, because she literally, shut up, because she was literally like, what, like, are we speaking Spanish? And it's like, honey, I speak Spanish. Don't even try to think you're insulting me right now. Like, I don't know. It was just, it was a weird
moment,
because I don't even understand. And the thing is, I got so frustrated, so, like, I started, like, crying almost.
Really?
I did. I was like, the thing is, I mean, I didn't, like, bawl out, but I'm pretty sure they saw, like, my eyes were tearing up. Because I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? I was fucking frustrated as fuck, because I didn't understand them, and they were being rude. And then put in SEMA, then, like, the fucking, the rugs were dusty as fuck, so I felt like I couldn't fucking breathe. Oh, oh God, are you okay?
My neck.
Oh, baby. Ow. Are you okay?
Yes.
Ow.
Oh. Okay, I'll let you deal with your shit.
No, I'm fine. Slide it in, I guess?
I guess.
Ooh, I could use a little sweepy down here.
Do you want to sweep first?
I'm lazy. Ooh, you gotta move my
can you move your cord? Yeah, I got you.
Also, my bat. Oh, no, my bat can't be the side of my bed for protective purposes. Could you actually sweep? It's nasty there.
How does this work? Do you keep it there? Just put it over here?
No. Knock it out.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, because Babe has a cord next to her bed.
And she also has a metal baseball bat, which, what is his name?
Oh, I named him something and then I forgot. Something with an E.
E? Edward?
No, it was Spanish.
Ethan?
But it wasn't Enrique. It was like Ernesto, maybe?
Maybe.
But whatchamacallit? So yeah, I remember that altercation, which was really frustrating. Another moment that I think I've already told you about this story, and I don't know if I've already said it on the podcast. I don't know if you guys already heard about it. But there was literally this one lady who, I don't know, like, the thing is, ready?
I think you totally told this story.
I think so, too. Should I not?
Dale.
I mean, just real quick, it's like, it was a lady, she was making a purchase, she forgot her card, so I literally was like, okay, yeah, go ahead, just go get your card, I'll have your items here on the side. When you come back, just let me know, and I'll scan you. I don't know, moral of the story, again, I don't use peripherals. I mean, I don't use it, actually, because of perverted men who, like, fucking decide to stare. Nowadays, I just, like, I try to block that out, and that's literally why that developed. I don't know if you already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But whatchamacallit, so then, literally, I don't know how many customers must have gone by.
This is the top.
How do you know?
Because the dudes we put are against the bed, right. So.
Okay.
So what? I'm gonna knock it, if you could just catch it. Ooh, sorry.
Aww.
You could just catch it on that side. Maybe we should.
I'm so confused as to what you want to do.
I'm gonna.
Oh, but then why don't you just pick it up and, like, but, like, okay. Just start.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But again, why are you turning that way? Turn this way.
Which way?
This way.
I'm just gonna walk forward. You turn me.
What the fuck? You're fighting against me. Okay, now let go, because we're gonna drop it. You're kind of in the way.
I am. I can hop out.
Do it.
You don't need me?
No. Never. Yeah. Just kidding. Always.
Going in my butt crack. Why?
Well, damn. Everyone's against me.
But now we're trying to get it in.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle.
No, I love how you're the one.
Noise.
What did I hit?
I love how you're the one saying it's a struggle when you're not.
I'm seeing the struggle.
You're
unfold.
Seeing the mess of it. Okay.
Wow. So I have a bed now.
And then let's just move this mattress in.
Careful.
Yeah, you're a little rough, my guy.
Oh, wow. Ooh. We've been on that, though.
Wow.
Wow, it's so high.
Wow.
I'm sorry, you guys. I keep hitting.
you guys.
I don't know a bed could look like this.
So high up. Oh my god, I love it. Such a vibe. It
kind of feels weird.
Why? It's all high up. I'm gonna sit on it.
Wait. Wow! It's not in position. Slide the bed with me a little bit.
Oh, my head hurts. Why?
Because you just wiggled it. Oh. Sorry, are you okay?
I don't know. Oh my god, my head really hurts. What is up with this?
You threw yourself.
This bed is cursed.
Just no,
kidding.
Don't
just curse kidding. I'm not putting that energy out there. But whatchamacallit? I don't know, altercation with the lady. She went to go get her wallet. I don't know how many people I scanned after that. Next thing I know, the lady's like, hello, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me just finish with this person and I'll literally help you. And she's like, you had me here waiting so long, whatever, whatever. She's bitching at me that I fucking didn't see her. And, like, the thing is, I'm not gonna let you just speak badly to me. I was like, oh, no, next time what you can go ahead and do is just catch my attention, literally like you just did. And I'll be sure to help you right when I finish. Deadass, no, but she's like, oh, no, whatever. It's like, I don't know. We went back a few times, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
Back and forth.
To avoid this problem, like, literally just comment. And she's like, please stop giving me a hard time. It's like, I'm literally not. I'm letting you know how to solve this problem. I mean, I could have just shut up and, like, taken her shit, but I was like, no.
Like,
you know what I mean?
You did that to yourself.
For real. It's like, if you wouldn't have forgotten your card in the first place, oh, careful with the chair.
So you're the problem here, not me.
For real. The thing is, it ended up where she's, please stop giving me a hard time. And I'm like, I'm literally not. I'm letting you know how to fix the problem. And then I went on again. But the thing is, then my manager was like, hey, you. I was like, well, shut up. I mean, I was quiet after that. And then she's like, tell me your name. Like, what's your name? You don't have a name tag. And I'm like, bub.
Honestly. Fuck you.
No, I literally told her, my name is this. Like, honey, I want you to call my manager. Get me fired. And fucking, I'll collect unemployment, honey.
Honestly, bitch.
So, watch me give a shit.
Watch me give a single fucking shit.
But yeah, so that happened.
Okay, now I mean, feel like I'm sleeping on the ceiling.
Honey, it's just because you're not used to being as tall.
This
as
is so
your,
high.
It's
why did
really
I get a 9
not,
inch?
Because you deserve it.
Can you tuck it in for me?
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, that's, I guess, as bad as a altercation as I've gotten. I mean,
wow.
I've had quite a few, but I'm pretty good at, like, nipping them in the butt.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Like, shutting that up.
Like,
when people
are
mean to me, I cry. Rarely are people mean to me. That's the thing. I am a Capricorn. I'm a badass bitch, but I am a December Capricorn. We are sensitive. I don't like to get yelled at. I don't like to be put in high pressure. The thing is, you know what I find insane?
What?
How much of a mala vida yo me doy.
Yes.
Like, when I'm at the grocery store.
You give yourself such a hard time. It's crazy.
People just scan and go about their business and go slowly. And, like, I don't mind. Take your time. I'm not here to stress you. But just the way I get super stressed, and I'm like, oh, I gotta hurry. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Here's your stuff. It's like, what?
It came up on the edge.
Aw. It's totally gonna come down.
Yeah, because babe just put up a My Hero Academia poster in her room.
What do I do? Maybe I should pin it?
Sure.
I didn't want
I wanted
holes.
To avoid that.
I can always buy a new one.
You could.
I'm gonna pin it.
You really could.
And then it'll stay. Okay, but let me now clean up the floor because I'm getting yuckies. But yeah, so this was a podcast about us assembling my bedboard, and we did it.
Yeah, today was like
that really
all over
didn't take
place.
That long.
Sorry, you guys. But fun. Yeah, so thanks so much for tuning in this week. Hopefully, this is something that you guys enjoy.
Found entertaining to
yeah.
hear about our lives. If you don't care, well. Okay.
One, thanks for sticking it out, man.
You're gonna call me a bitch, and you better put sensitive in front of it.
Ready, you guys? See you guys
next time.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.